The DNR is proposing the first major update of shoreland zoning rules in about 40 years. As the number of lake and riverside homes goes up, the DNR says it wants to protect water quality and natural areas while giving property owners more flexibility to make changes. Environmental groups support much of the proposal. Jennifer Giegrich of Wisburg says the new rules would reverse a decline in some fish populations.
A study of 14 northern Wisconsin lakes found that there's been a decrease in bluegill population as the density of development around those lakes occurred.
Giegrich and others would like the rule package strengthened, though. Ted Peters directs the Geneva Lake Environmental Agency. He says to guard against polluted rainwater running off into a lake, the DNR should add a strict cap limiting impervious surfaces like asphalt driveways to only 20% of a waterfront property.
We got to start putting the water back into the ground instead of channeling it down to our lakes at high rates and carrying whatever it picks up along the way.
But some lakefront property owners say they could get stuck with large bills if the state's proposal goes through. Steve Mazinski lives on Pike Lake near Hartford. He says the state's wish for natural vegetation along the water could get expensive.
They're like $6 a pot. So you go and plant 100 of these things in fall. By spring, you've had a snowmobile drive through them. Half of them died because it's the wrong soil type. And then you're right back to kind of square one.
Others warn of costs to local governments. Phil Gaudet represents a group of county zoning administrators.
We are concerned that the vegetative buffer requirements in the proposed rule will be very difficult, if not impossible, for counties to administer.
DNR staff say they expect to make several changes in the shoreland zoning document before bringing it to the DNR board in January. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Delavan.